朋友，活在耶稣里网站，欢迎你来收听福乐人生讲坛的节目。接下来请听戴季宗牧师的分享。愿圣经教导激励你来追求主耶稣的真理和生命，并且将福音传给更多的人。
很高兴这一个周末能够在大家的当中。
I'm so thankful to come to you this weekend.
有机会特别在这边分享一些宣教的一些信息。
That I have a chance to share with you messages about mission.
心里面的祷告是求神帮助我们的教会能够从近处到远方，我们能够更加的关心百万灵魂。
That my prayer is that our church will be concerned about the lost souls from our communities to places far away.
我十分的相信神的心意不是只是要我们单单蒙恩而已。
I believe God's heart is not just for us to be blessed.
其实他也要我们施恩。
But he also wants us to pass down the blessings.
我想也要我们述恩，述说主恩。
And also to describe, to proclaim the blessings.
这几天有机会也在大家的当中分享神在我心中给予的一些负担。
And I also get a chance to share with you the burdens God has placed in my heart.
若是礼拜五来我们当中的话，你会知道其实我心里面的一个很强烈的一个负担，就是在这一个时代，我们华人教会不是只是仍然指向骨肉之亲传福音。
If you were here on Friday night, you would know that my burden is that for this generation, the Chinese church will not only share the gospel to the Chinese.
我们特别从《使徒行传》第11章，从安提阿的教会来思想这一个非常重要的一个题目。
We ponder upon this important message from Acts chapter 11.
我们特别在19节跟20节看到安提阿的教会从一个指向犹太人传福音迈进一个也向希利尼人传福音的教会。
From verses 19 to 20, we get to see that the church of Antioch grew from sharing the gospel to the Jews only to the Greeks as well.
我常常想，为什么神会把我们华人教会散布在世界各个角落？
I often ponder upon why God would scatter us Chinese Christians all over the places of the world.
其实在我的理解里面，没有另外一个族群的教会是如同我们华人教会世界各个地方都可以找得到。
To my understanding, we cannot find any other ethnic groups that is scattered all over the world like Chinese.
当然我想从表面上答案很简单，因为世界各个角落都有华人，所以就会有华人教会。
Well, on the surface, answer is very simple because there are Chinese all over the world, therefore there are Chinese churches all over the world.
但是我想从一个永恒的角度，从一个属灵的角度，会不会是神也要在这一个时代特别借着华人教会把他的恩典传到非华人的这些族群的当中呢？
But then is it also possible that God wants to use these Chinese churches that are scattered all over the places to share the gospel to other ethnic groups?
原谅我说一句比较重的话。
Forgive me for being harsh.
我觉得我们华人教会在福音的工作上面，我们太自我们自己民族为中心。
Forgive me for saying that, but I think Chinese churches have been too self-centered, in terms of mission.
我们可以在很多的地方看到神把祝福带给我们。
We can see that God has given us blessings in many areas.
但是比较可惜的，我们比较少看到我们华人教会去影响到我们的社区，去影响到我们的城市，甚至去影响到神所摆设我们的不同国家之中。
But pitifully that we hardly see Chinese churches impact the community of those cities, even the countries that they reside in.
对不起，我知道这句话好像比较重一点。
I'm sorry for being harsh.
但是我觉得在这一个时代，我们不能仍然停留在一个指向的一个心态的里面。
But I believe in this generation, in this age, we can no longer stay in the stage of sharing the gospel only to the Chinese.
求神帮助我们能够也向。
May the Lord help us to grow and overcome.
昨天晚上我们特别从使徒行传第四章来看，神的心意是要我们成为一群不能不说的人。
Last night from Acts chapter 4, we get to see that God's heart is that we will become a group of people that cannot help but sharing.
从跟随耶稣。
From following Jesus.
笃信上帝。
Believing in God.
领受圣灵。
Receiving the Holy Spirit.
我想只要我们在这三方面有领受的话。
If we receive all the blessings in these three areas.
我们就一定能够更加的成为一群不能不说的人。
Then we will become a group that cannot help but sharing the gospel.
今天早晨愿意跟大家一起分享的题目是从宣教工厂到宣教势力。
This morning I'd like to share with you a message from mission field to mission force.
我跟师母讲我今天早晨要分享的题目他大大的不满。
When I share with my wife the message.
这个题目。
When I share with my wife the title of this message, she was not satisfied.
她说英文没有问题，英文很好。From mission field to mission force.
She says the English title is very good. From mission field to mission force.
但是她说中文这个势力这个词呢，其实一般来说哈是比较负面的一个词。
But then the Chinese translation has this negative tone in it.
圣经她还用圣经了，她甚至还用圣经来骂我。
She even used the Bible to rebuke me.
他说难道你圣经不熟吗？
Says, aren't you familiar with
the Bible? 很清楚说我们不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
Because, the Chinese translation is from, Zechariah, not by force, not by power.
他说你怎么可能用这种宣教势力呢？
So how can you use, mission power? That's the
literal translation. 我中文不太好，你帮我一个忙好不好？
He says, oh, my Chinese is not that good. Can you help me out?
所以他给了我一个建议，很可惜没有事先跟教会讲，可以改我们这个中文的题目了。
So, she gave me a suggestion, but I didn't make it early enough to.
他的建议是什么呢？
So her suggestion.
今天的题目应该是从宣教工厂到宣教生力军。
Now that's the another better Chinese translation. From mission field to mission force.
我想出来，你们鼓掌还可以。他想出来鼓掌，没什么稀奇。
You don't have to applause because I didn't come up with the idea. My wife did.
要跟大家一起分享的题目是从宣教工厂到宣教生力军。
From mission field to mission task force.
其实我觉得我们生活的这个时代能够完成耶稣基督的大使命是非常有可能的。
I firmly believe that our generation, it is possible for our generation to accomplish the Great Commission.
我觉得在我们的
Great Commission.
我觉得在我们的时代里面有先前未有的一些时机。
Because we have opportunities that the previous generation did not.
很简单，我觉得三个东西其实是可以让我们靠着圣灵的大能在这个时代看见大使命的完成。
Three things will enable us, this generation, to complete the Great Commission.
首先我们可以从交通的便利来看。
First, the advance of transportation.
我们想到早期的宣教师，他们要到宣教的工厂。
In the early days, when missionaries want to go to the mission field,
相当的不容易。
It was very difficult.
举例，戴德生从英国到中国花了半年的时间才抵达上海的吴淞港口。
For example, it took Hudson Taylor 6 months to travel from England to Shanghai.
但是若是今天我们要从伦敦坐飞机到上海，我们12-13个钟头就抵达得到。
But today, it only takes about 12 to 13 hours to travel by airplane from London to Shanghai.
也就是说，戴德生需要半年做的事情，我们半天就做得到。
In other words, we can accomplish in half day what Hudson Taylor had to take for half year.
我想这个能够促进我们从近处到远方宣教传福音的工作。
So this will facilitate our outreach from community to faraway places.
所以交通的便利能够帮助我们在这个时代完成耶稣基督的大使命。
So the convenience of transportation would enable us to complete the Great Commission in our generation.
第二，我觉得人口的流动也使得我们能够在这个时代 更加的完成这个大使命的。
Secondly, it's the mobility of the population that will enable us to accomplish Great Commission in our generation.
我们过去思想到宣教的时候，我们的思维是宣教的工厂是在那里。
Because in the past, our mindset about mission is that mission field is far away, somewhere out there.
一点都没有错，其实今天宣教的工厂是在那里。
Yes, indeed, our mission field today is still somewhere out there.
但是因为人口的流动，我们发现其实这个时代宣教的工厂是从这里开始的。
But then because the mobility and the migration of population, actually our mission field can just start here.
过往我们若是要接触到日本人，我们就非得飞到日本，我们才接触得到。
In the past, if we want to come in contact with Japanese, we had to go to Japan.
但是如今神已经把日本人带到我们的当中。
But yet today, God has brought Japanese in our midst.
昨天晚下午我有机会跟一些同工们分享。
Yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to share with some coworkers.
他们特别分享在 Fremont 这个地方有很多阿富汗的人。
And then, they share with me that at Fremont,There are a lot of people from Afghanistan.
他们说原来我们要到阿富汗去，哇，相当的辛苦，相当的不容易。
So it is indeed very difficult for us to travel to Afghanistan.
但是今天我们看到神如今把阿富汗的人带到我们南湾。
But yet today God has brought many people from Afghanistan to South Bay.
我想因为这个人口的流动也让我们能够在这个时代更加的完成耶稣基督的大使命。
Therefore, because of the migration of population today, it is much easier for us to accomplish the Great Commission.
不单单是交通的便利。
Not only the convenience of transportation.
不单单是人口的流动。
And also mobility, migration of
population. 第三方面我觉得特别兴奋的就是宣教的生力军已经不单单是西方的教会了。
And what's even more exciting is that the task force for mission is no longer with the Western churches.
100年前讲到宣教是从西方到万方 from the West to the rest. 从西方到万方。
100 years ago, when we talk about mission, it is always from the West to the rest.
宣教士似乎好像都是西方人来做这个工作。
And missionaries are predominantly Westerners.
但是差不多在公元2000年的时候，在宣教史上面，我们度过了一个非常重要的转捩点。
And yet, in the year 2000, we had a breakthrough in the history of mission.
因为从那个时刻之后，非西方的宣教师人数已经越过了西方宣教师的人数。
Because from year 2000 on, the number of non-Western missionaries outnumber the number of Western missionaries.
这个宣教的接力棒不是只是单单的落在西方教会信徒的手中。
So the baton of mission is no longer with the Christians in the West.
乃是很多原来是宣教工厂的地方。
But yet, but then to those Christians who used to be in the mission, who used to be the mission field.
他们如今已经成为了一群宣教的生力军。
But now they have become a task force for missions.
A mission force.
Mission force.
一个宣教的一个生力军。
But now they have become a mission force.
我想单单这三个角度就更加的让我兴奋。
So these three things really excite me.
靠着圣灵的大能，我十分的相信在你我的这个时代，我们能够完成主耶稣基督的大使命。
Through the great power of the Holy Spirit, I'm fully confident that our generation is able to accomplish the Great Commission.
其实讲到从宣教工厂到宣教生力军。
From mission field to mission force.
我们今天早晨的经文以及这个经文背后的教会就是这样的一个图画。
The passage we're going to be studying and also the church of the passage's background has this picture.
好不好跟我一起翻开到新约腓立比书的第一章。
Let us turn to the first chapter of the book of Philippians.
当我们在翻的时候，我很快的复习腓立比教会的这个背景。
I'd like to quickly review with you the background of the church at Philippi.
若是你熟悉使徒行传的话，你会知道是在16章 保罗跟他的同伴就去到了腓立比的这个地方传福音。
If you're familiar with the book of Acts, then we know that in chapter 16, Paul and his co-workers went to the city of Philippi.
我们特别在路加对不起使徒行传第16章就读到了保罗怎么样在那边传了福音，带领不同的人信了耶稣，就在那边建立了腓立比的教会。
That from chapter 16, we get to see that Paul and his co-workers went, visited the city of Philippi and built a church there.
过了一段时间，我们就看见他就提笔写信给腓立比的教会。
Then after a while, he started writing this epistle to the church at Philippi.
从这四章里面，我们能够看到腓立比的教会成长了许多。
From these four chapters, we get to see the church at Philippi had grown.
特别值得我们注意的就是这个腓立比的教会已经不单单是停留在一个蒙恩的一个情况的当中。
What draws our attention is that this church does not only stay at the state of being blessed.
它原来是一个宣教的工厂，是宣教师去的地方。
It used to be a mission field where missionaries went.
但是在这一封书信的里面，我们却发现了这一个教会已经变形了，已经改形了，已经成为一个宣教的生力军，已经成为参与在福音工作上面的一个教会。
But from this epistle, we get to see that this church has successfully transformed into a mission force and that has participated with Paul's mission.
而今天早晨，我就愿意特别从第一章来跟大家思想，不单单是腓立比的教会怎么样有这样的转型。
Today I'd like to share with you from chapter 1 how this church has transformed.
也从他们的转型里面跟大家一起思想你我我们的教会现今的教会怎么样也能够在这个时代有这样的一个转型。
And likewise we can also ponder upon how our church can transform like what they did in our generation.
我们不打算读整个第一章。
We will not go over the entire chapter 1.
但是我想请大家特别注意的在这第一章的里面你会仔细读之后发现福音这个词一共出现了六次之多。
But if we carefully study chapter 1, we will notice that the word gospel has appeared 6 times.
第一次是在第五节那边保罗他这样说因为从头一天直到如今你们是同心合意。兴旺福音
chapter 1 verse 5 that's the first time for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now
到了第七节保罗继续说我为你们众人有这样的意念原是应当的因为你们常在我心里无论在我是在捆锁之中是辨明证实福音的时候你们都与我一同得恩
so the second place is chapter 7 where the word gospel appeared
到了第十二节我们看见福音出现第三次那边保罗他这样说弟兄们我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事更是叫什么福音兴旺
The third time the word gospel appears is in verse 12
到了第十五十六节我们看见福音出现了第四次保罗在那边说有的人传基督是出于嫉妒纷争也有是出于好意这等人是出于爱心知道我是为辨明福音所设立的。
From verse 15 to 17, we get to see the third time that the word gospel appears.
The fourth time. 然后第五次第六次是在第二十七节。
And then the fifth and the sixth time is in
保罗他在那边说只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。叫我或来见你们或不在你们那里可以听见你们的景况知道你们同有一个心智站立的稳为所信的福音齐心努力
So the fifth and the sixth time appeared in verse 27.
六次之多我们在这一章里面我们看见福音的出现
For six times we get to see the word gospel appear in this chapter.
当我去注意到当我去默想思想的时候
As I ponder upon this.
我就觉得这六次给我们一个亲爱的弟兄姐妹非常宝贵的图画。
Dear brothers and sisters, these four times the appearances of the gospel gave us a very beautiful picture.
让我们不单单是看到保罗我们看到腓立比的教会怎么样在福音的工作上面从一个宣教工厂更加的迈向一个宣教的生力军。
That we get to see how this church at Philippi was transformed from being a mission field to a mission force.
让我们就在比较仔细的来看这六次以及里头的信息。
Let us carefully examine these of six appearances and the messages behind them.
我们刚刚提到第一次是在第五节福音的出现。
The first appearance is at verse 5.
保罗在那边说因着头一天如直到如今你们是同心合一的兴旺福音。
That you participated, you are partnered with me in the gospel from the first day on.
若是我们要从一个宣教的工厂迈向一个宣教的生力军保罗在这边首先提醒我们我们首先要同心合一的来兴旺福音。
In order for us to march forward from the mission field into mission force,Paul reminds us that we have to have fellowship in the gospel.
其实这个同心合意在我们中文圣经里头的翻译在原文里面的翻译是相当不容易的把它整个一个信息把它表达出来。
It is hard to translate this in the English context.
这个同心合意在原文里面叫 koinonia。在圣经里面一共出现了新约出现了19次。
So this word, koinonia, actually appears in 19 times in the New Testament.
在使徒行传我们和合本的翻译把它翻成彼此交接。
So, the Chinese translation translated to like fellowship with one another.
在哥林多前书把它翻成一同得份。
And then in 1 Corinthians, it was translated as partaker.
哥林多后书第八章第四节把它翻成是供给 provide.
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4 was interpreted as a provide.
而哥林多后书我们非常熟悉常常在教会里面牧师的祝福那边提到了圣灵的感动其实就是这个同心合意这个同一个词。
At the end of 2 Corinthians, which we often hear from the benedictions, is like the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
甚至到了加拉太书第二章的第九节那边的翻译是当保罗去到了耶路撒冷那边的长老使徒们他们用右手跟保罗行了那个香不是吃香蕉的那个香蕉香蕉之礼。
Another appearance was in Galatians chapter 2 verse 9 when they had a fellowship of the right hand with Paul.
所以我们发现这个词真的是要用一句话来表达是十分的不容易。
So we get to see it is very hard to simply interpret and describe this word.
若是我们能够用另外一个角度我想或许就能够帮助我们更加的了解。
Maybe we can interpret from another angle so that we can understand better.
它有一点是彼此互补的一种意思。
It seems like it's like we complement one another.
它可以各尽其职来互补来互助让一个工作能够更加的被结合起来被带起来的意思。
So that we each stand on our own positions and we try to complement each other in order to advance and facilitate a ministry.
若是从这个角度来回到腓立比书第一章第五节的话。
If we look at Philippians,Chapter 1 from this angle.
我们会思想到保罗在这边其实主要所在表达的就是这个福音的工作不是只是局限于少数人来做而已。
So what Paul wanted to describe is that this work of mission is not only limited to a few people.
但是福音的工作是需要弟兄姐妹们一起来参与从近处到远方我们才能够真正的完成这个大使命的托付。
Actually, the work of the mission requires all brothers and sisters participation so that from community to faraway places, we can together accomplish the Great Commission.
这两天我想若是你在我们当中你陆陆续续都听到我讲同样的一样事情。
I'm sure this weekend you have heard of me repeating
the same thing. 虽然我们不是每一个人都是传道人。
Even though we, not all of us, are preachers,
但是我们每一个人却都是传道的人。
But yet we are all people who can preach the gospel.
虽然我们神没有呼召我们每一个人像代祭中或者像余牧师这样的一个角色。
Maybe God did not call every one of us to be like Pastor Yu or Pastor Taylor.
但是我十分的相信神其实要透过你我在不同的岗位上面让我们能够赢得这一个时代。
But yet God wants to use us in the positions we are now to win over this generation.
我十分的相信若是教会能够看到这个真理的话，
I believe if church can truly see this truth,
我们能够把我们的职场视为我们宣教工厂的话，
that we will consider our workplace as our mission field.
我十分的相信我们今天能够看到教会所带出来的影响是远远胜过我们所目前观察到的。
I believe that we will see church will have much greater impact than what we see today.
我想这个真理不单单是在近处如此。
I believe this truth does not only apply to our community.
其实在远方也更加是如此。
Even the same with people, places far away.
特别在拆船的工厂上面我们看到是如此。
Especially in the mission field, we get to see that.
有许多的地方其实不容许宣教师去。
Because many places do not allow missionaries to go.
我们昨天早晨在一个宣教的一个研讨会或者一个分享的当中，我们特别思想到今天在普世宣教上面我们看到的一个趋势。
Yesterday morning, as we share about the trend of mission, world mission, what we saw.
有很多的地方是不欢迎宣教师去的。
Many places missionaries are not welcome.
但是若是我们仔细看那些地方，我们会发现，虽然宣教师不能去。
But for those places, even though missionaries cannot reach,
但是基督徒却可以去到那些地方。
But yet Christians can go there.
所以我想从教会的角度，我们需要装备弟兄姐妹们。
Therefore, churches ought to equip brothers and sisters.
能够把他们的职场视为是他们传福音的工厂。
So they will view their workplaces as their mission fields.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。